What's up, guys? Today on Sports Spectrum, we're going to do something a little bit different from what we normally do here on the show. Normally, we have athletes and coaches and other people in the world of sports, broadcasters and authors. Today, we're going to bring a different kind of author. Tara Lee Cobble is our guest today on Sports Spectrum. She's the creator of the Bible Recap. Now, Tara Lee Cobble, in my opinion, she might not agree with this, but I think she's the foremost expert and distinctive voice out there to help people grow in their knowledge of God's Word. And what she's done with the Bible Recap has been phenomenal. It's a great companion for all of us as we go through Scripture and read the Bible in a year. Go get the Bible Recap if you haven't. It's available with the podcast that she has. It's available on the Bible app itself. It's available everywhere books are sold. But I'm telling you, this is one heck of a conversation because Tara Lee Cobble really encourages us, especially you athletes that are listening, on why getting in God's Word and being disciplined to read the Bible in a year can really help us all grow in our faith. Tara Lee Cobble's podcast has exceeded more than 328 million downloads, and she was number one overall on every single podcast in January of this year. And even the Kelce brothers, Jason and Travis Kelce in the NFL, were talking about the Bible Recap and Tara Lee Cobble. How crazy is that? So we talk about all of it, her journey, getting in God's Word, Scripture memorization. It's a great conversation coming up with Tara Lee Cobble here on Sports Spectrum. First, I want to remind you about our Sports Spectrum magazine. Faith-filled, family-friendly content in the world of sports. Perfect for families, perfect for kids to learn about the stories of the athletes and others in the world of sports who love Jesus. We got a quarterly magazine we want to offer to you. You can subscribe right now over at sportspectrum.com. It's perfect, like I said, for the kids. And when you check out, it's already very affordable. We want to give you a little bonus, 15% off a one-year subscription to the Sports Spectrum magazine. That way it comes right to your doorstep every quarter. The spring 2024 edition of Sports Spectrum's magazine is out now. You want to subscribe over at sportspectrum.com. Put in that code podcast15 and save 15% off a one-year subscription. Available right now, the Sports Spectrum magazine over at sportspectrum.com. Subscribe today. She is Tara Lee Cobble, creator of the Bible Recap. It's so good to see you, Tara Lee. Thanks for joining us here on Sports Spectrum.
So good to be with you. It's good to see you again.
It is. We connected, yeah. I think it was at NRB back in it was in Dallas maybe two years ago. Yeah. I was curious, is this the first sports podcast you've ever been on?
I have maybe the first sports specific podcast. Yes. I was on with Darren Woodson and Tyler Klutz on the Darren Woodson show back in the day.
Yes. So. I know both of those guys very well. So it was cool. It's cool to have that connection. Well, let's start with Christ. I think, you know, that's the center of what both of our ministries are about. We just go about it different ways. But I know you have a testimony and who Christ is in your life. Could you share that with our audience? That'd be awesome.
Yeah, I am blessed to have grown up in a home that honored Christ as Lord. And I don't remember a time without Jesus, my awareness of Jesus. So my first memory is my mom rocking me to sleep at night. And I was saying John 3:16 with her because she would rock me to sleep every night saying it. So I kind of had it in my head before I could even form the words. So I came to Christ at a really young age. My brother Jason led me to Christ when I was probably four, while we played Chutes and Ladders one night. And I really believe that even though I did not know a fraction of the reality of who God is, that was the moment that he saved me. And I honestly think kind of no matter what age a person is when they come to know Jesus, they really don't know all the joy and the goodness of who he is and the beauty of what they're in for. But for me, that happened around age four, and the Lord has been faithful to carry me through all that time, ups and downs, and you know, spurts of rebellion and times of doubt. And I'm just so grateful that he has kept me as he promises that he will.
Well, we have something in common. My brother led me to Christ as well. Now, I was 27 when it happened. I wasn't 4 or 5, but we certainly weren't playing chutes and ladders, but it was at least something in common there, because I think it's wonderful to see, you know, a sibling, no matter what age, show enough care and boldness, I guess, and even at a younger age for you to be able to share the gospel. I just think that's so cool.
It was incredible. What a gift.
Yeah, what a gift. And it's something we can take with us and share with others, obviously. And you've done that for hundreds of millions of people with the Bible Recap, and we'll talk about it in a second. Can you point to a moment, though, where you went from knowing about Jesus to deciphering for yourself to know Christ intimately, which there's a big difference there.
There really is. And, you know, growing up in church, I went to private Christian school. I, you know, was in FCA, all those things that I feel like I knew a lot about God and had a relationship with him. But primarily my relationship with God was mostly experienced secondhand. It was mostly other people talking to me about who God is. And I had a few chapters of the Bible that I really loved, that I loved to just sit in those comfortable seats, that I had those well-worn passages. For me, Proverbs 3 was one of the ones that I read. I tried to read through Proverbs every month, you know, the proverb of the day.
Yeah.
But I just loved Proverbs 3. And I just liked those places and did not really deal much with some of the tougher areas of Scripture. And trusted that the people who were talking to me about God were giving me all the information I needed. So I think for me, it wasn't until I actually read the whole Bible for the first time and started to have a relationship with God that was firsthand that really changed everything. You're a married man.
Yes.
I'm a single person, but from what I hear, a good way to get to know your spouse is directly, you know, to not just learn what other people would say about your wife, that you would want to get to know her through one-on-one conversation. And that's how you would really get to know her. And if you only heard what other people said about her, they might misunderstand her, misjudge her motives, present misinformation. And so I found that encountering God firsthand through reading his word was transformative for me, even as a person who knew all the basic info really well. Mm-hmm. And it was very humbling, because I was in full-time ministry before I read the whole Bible. So there was a lot of opportunities for me to get to know him that I had kind of wasted. I had spent most of my life having complete access to Scripture and just going, I think I know all the most important stuff. I'm good.
Yeah. And then something changes, obviously, because, you know, it enters into this world of the Bible Recap and everything that we've talked about, this podcast with 330 million, it might even be more by now, downloads, 350,000 Bible Recap books. The numbers are great, 600,000 book sales, but there's always a starting point to everything. What was the starting point for the Recap? Because I went through it 2023 mm-hmm. for the first time, and it really was powerful. We have our church in Connecticut here going through the Bible Recap on the Bible app. It's really neat to see so many people going through this, but there's always a starting point. What was that for you?
Well, to tell you the start of the Bible Recap, I have to go back about a decade. And well, now I guess it's about 15 years. A friend of mine, my pastor, he and I had a good friendship, and I was in full-time ministry at the time. And he said, "Tara Lee, have you ever read the whole Bible?" And I said, I think I've pieced it together over time, you know, being in church, being in FCA, being in all those spaces. I'm sure I've covered it all. And he said, you should read it all in order, like read it in the order that it happened, so you get the storyline, and you like let your eyes fall on every word, even the genealogies, even the boring laws, even the parts about boils and sores, like read it all. You can read it all in a year in 12 minutes a day. And so he offered... For me, I did, like, to be honest, when he told me to do that, when he asked me to do that, I didn't want to. I didn't want to because I had tried and failed many times. Like, I would have said I'm basically a Genesis scholar because I've read Genesis like 50 times and nothing else.
Yeah.
Because we all start that read through the Bible in a year thing in January, and I would fall off by February. And so I knew this was going to be hard. And he said, I will answer your questions along the way. Which was really freeing, because what I found was that when I was trying to read Scripture, I wasn't accumulating understanding. I was accumulating confusion. And when you show up every day and all you do is get more and more and more confused, you want to give up. Like, yeah. Who wants to do that? So when he said, I'll answer your questions, I was like, all right, okay, I think I can do this. So he read through scripture with me, answered my questions that first year. And about a decade after that, so I kept doing that every year. I was reading through the Bible every year. And a friend of mine said, hey, you said that the reason you were able to do it, she said, I've tried and failed, but the reason you were able to do it is because Pastor Lee answered your questions. So would you answer my questions? Now that you've read it 10 times, like maybe you can help me. Hmm. And so I was able to help my friend Anna read through. And when she was about to finish the Old Testament, she and I were on a walk on the Katy Trail here in Dallas. And she said, I cannot believe I'm about to finish the Old Testament. Like, I never thought this would be possible. I never would have been able to do it if you hadn't answered my questions. And so I thought, okay, I could only do it because Lee answered my questions. Anna could only do it because I answered her questions. I bet this is the key. I bet this is the thing that is keeping so many people from engaging with God's word, is this accumulated confusion. So how can I do this for as many people as possible? So we started off with the podcast, launched January 1st, 2019, and then the podcast became a book, and then the book became a YouTube, and then all of these spaces that the Lord just keeps plugging us in to. So, you know, anybody who wants to do the Bible recap, you can choose your own adventure of how you want to do it.
It's incredible. I'm holding my copy of the one-year guide Bible recap in my hand that I went through in 2023. I will tell you this, it was probably 2020 or 2019, it might have been right before COVID, that I got a one-year Bible that mm-hmm. took me through the Bible in a year, in order, I guess, if you will. Very similar to the way the Bible recaps put together. But I read it, and I stuck as much as I could to it and discipline, and I had the exact problem that you described. Like, mm-hmm. it's great to read it, but I'm not processing what I'm reading. I'm kind of just going through the motions, checking boxes, and I'm glad I did it because it was the first time I'd ever read the Bible in a year. But I wasn't really comprehending or understanding or anything. And then I did it again with the Bible recap. And it was phenomenal because, so the way it works, for those listening that may not know how it works, although it feels like everybody should know how the Bible recap's working now, Tara Lee, but you know, you read your Bible, you have your scripture. Like if we pick day 53, as I just opened to a random day, it's Leviticus 26 and 27. So read scripture and then come to the Bible recap for the explanation from you. And getting the questions that you had answered in some ways. And then you have like a God shot at the end, which is kind of just your personal take on what you read and how it's encouraged you and maybe how it reveals Jesus throughout scripture. It's just really well done. But I'm guessing you could have never imagined that it would help this many people.
No, not at all. Not at all. My prayer, when we launched, my prayer was that 300 people would read through the Bible with me.
Wow.
So I apparently dream very small dreams because God did that Ephesians 3:20 thing of exceedingly more than all we can ask or think or imagine. I'm like, yes, you did. I woke up on January 1st, 2019, when we launched, 10 a.m. Don't judge me.
No judging.
So I woke up at 10 a.m. on January 1st, and I had 300 emails in my inbox from listeners.
Wow.
And so already that was like the Lord being like, here you go. Mm. Yes, the answer is yes to your prayer. So just so grateful for that. Had no idea that it would then become all the spaces that the Lord is using it and moving it to.
Yeah, so cool. It, by the way, in early January of 2024, the Bible Recap podcast reached number one on Apple Podcasts overall in all categories, and it caught the eye, which I was really intrigued by, of some of our football friends, including Jason and Travis Kelce. Travis Kelce now another Super Bowl for that man, along with Taylor Swift. But their podcast, did you even know, I guess before the Taylor Swift thing, who the Kelce brothers were?
Oh, of course. Okay, of course good, I know good. Who the Kelce brothers are.
I'm just wondering.
I mean, come on.
Well, the fact that they mentioned it, though, had to be pretty incredible. Even if it was a brief glimpse or a brief mention, it had to be pretty neat.
It was incredible. I noticed it at, I think, around 1 a.m. on January 1st. I saw that we'd hit number one. And I think it was maybe January 3rd when the Kelce brothers mentioned it on a podcast. And Of course, they drove so many people to listen to us. So I was like, thanks, guys. This is amazing. Like, thank you for like sending your people our way. So that was really fun. What a fun thing. And then, you know, all that the Lord has done through that, who knows what impact they've had just by mentioning us.
Well, isn't that the random thing too? And I know that's like sort of deviating a little bit, but just, you just never know how God's going to use whatever he wants to use to bring people towards him. And if it means going on a podcast that's, I would say, not a faith-based podcast, we'll just say that, but still find a way maybe to steer a couple people or hundreds of people or thousands or whatever to read God's word.
It was so cool. It was so cool. I'm very grateful. So I hope, hopefully some of the people who are listening to them are listening to us right now, have this conversation.
Absolutely. And there's definitely, we have a lot of sports fans who listen to the show, but a lot of, and most of them, if not all of them, love Jesus. So the reason why I wanted to have you on and say yes to, isn't just to talk about the Kelce brothers, but really, I think as followers of Christ, whether we love sports or we don't, we all got to be able to engage in God's word a little bit better. Why do you think the Bible recap has resonated with so many, whether it's in the sports space or outside of the sports world? It's resonated with many, many people.
I would say, so I have two answers, because I have an answer for the general population and then I have an answer for the athletes out there.
Yeah.
The general population, I think, you know, we just touched on this. My goal is not for people to read the Bible. Like, I don't want them to just read it. I want them to understand it and I want them to love it. I want them to read it, understand it, and love it. And what we found is that the Bible recap is a great tool for that. It's not just a comprehension tool. It is a relational tool. It helps people, you know, we end every day with, you mentioned this, the God shot, our snapshot of God and his character. And so what I found is that we're all, I mean, let me just speak for myself. I'm very self-centered. I'm looking for myself and everything. When I read scripture, I want to know what's my takeaway. That is my application point so that I can go be a good Christian, whatever that means, so that I can impress God and others and then essentially back him into a corner with my good behavior so that he has to give me what I want. Like, that was the lens that I was reading scripture through the first time I read it. I was approaching it as a book about me. Now, it is for me, but it's not about me. And so what we've done in the Bible recap is we turn every day into this treasure hunt for God and his character. And so we're looking for, what does God love? What does God hate? What motivates God to do what he does? And when we find that in scripture, because it's there on every page, we call that the God shot, our picture, our snapshot of God and his character. And I think that has been transformative for people, because instead of people reading scripture and coming away burdened by their to-do list and all of these, like, man, there is so much I have to do, they come away buoyed by the character of God and the love and the beauty and the joy of who he is. And so, you know, we're just not, internally, we tend to be selfish people who are looking for ourselves in things. And so one might read scripture and go, okay, my God shot today is that I need to be nice to my kids. And I'm like, no, no, that's your you shot. Your God shot is that God is patient and kind toward his children. And when they rebel and when they sin and when they run away, he pursues them with love and kindness and patience. And so when you behold that in God, when you look for him in scripture and you see that and you are moved by that, then you start to become more like that. You become what you behold. And so every day we're looking for our God shot. We're looking for who is God. And I think that has been not only winsome and enticing to people, but very freeing.
And I love that.
So that is my answer for the general public. And then for athletes, I think one of the reasons this has clicked, I mean, we have so many Olympic gold medalists who are doing this and like so many athletes of all lanes. But I think it clicks with athletes a lot because athletes are primarily people of discipline. They're people who love, like, they want the discipline. They want to know, what do I do and how do I move forward? How do I advance? And so I think this thing of like, here's what you do today and here's the plan. Here's the long-term plan. Here's what you're going to accomplish in that. And here's what you do every day to get there. And so I think that really clicks with athletes.
In many ways, you're their coach and they're very coachable. Athletes are the most coachable people you'll ever meet. And they want to be told, how do I get better? How do I grow? And the Bible recap in many ways with, and if you listen to the podcast version, which is you, of course, going through it, It's like you're coaching them in some ways. And they're very regimented people, athletes. Many of the athletes that I know, they just want to know where to be, when right. they're doing it. They're very regimented with their schedule. And I feel like you're right, that this is something that absolutely resonates because of that. And then you get to play coach a little bit. Have you ever thought of yourself as a coach?
A little bit. I tend to think of myself a little bit more as a cheerleader in some ways, because I'm the person there going like, hey, if you're behind, that's okay. Like, don't give up. We're not giving up here. We're going to get back up. Which, you know, I guess that is a little bit of a coach. But I try to bring this encouraging, spirited personality to the space to just let them know, like, we're in this together. You're not alone. You're going to make it. Hey, today's going to be kind of maybe a little bit boring, and that's okay, because the goal of scripture isn't to be entertained. And so press through this boredom, press through the discipline of, like, you know, doing that workout that you don't love, because, you know, in the long run, like, a lot of athletes I know, they love the workouts. They hate stretching. Yeah. Like, they don't want to stretch. And so, you know, some days when we are reading genealogies, I'm like, okay, this is your stretching day. Like, you'll be fine. You're going to be better on the other side of it. Yeah. Suck it up. Here we go. You know? So
totally. Totally. No, that's good. And that's why I recommend it. You know, people read the Bible Recap, but a lot of people, obviously, with the podcast we just talked about, are listening. And that's you, kind of, like you say, encouraging them, coaching yeah. them, you know, cheering them on. You did that for me. I would kind of switch back. Some days I would read. I do like to read. But other days, if I was on the road or I didn't have it with me, I actually went and got an ebook version. So I'd always have it on my Kindle with me everywhere I went.
So committed. Right? I love that.
But yeah. I also knew I had the podcast, or, like you say, YouTube. Like, you can go, and there's hundreds of ways to continue the Bible Recap with you when you're not in your sort of normal state of affairs. And I really just found it encouraging for me. One of the things I wanted to ask you, and I was just reading about this in 2016, I read that you had 2 open heart surgeries. And I'm just curious, maybe share with everybody, like, what took place, and how did that experience help you grow closer to the Lord? I would imagine going through something like that would actually draw you closer to God.
Yeah. So I was born with several birth defects in my heart, and I was forbidden most of my life to do a lot of things that were athletic in nature. So I couldn't get my heart rate over a certain amount. I couldn't lift over a certain amount. And I sort of paid attention to those rules for a long time, except I was not healthy. Like, that's not a healthy life to live, but my heart just couldn't allow me to do the healthy things. And so I, against my cardiologist requirements, started running, and that was great. Started losing some of the weight that I had put on by being sedentary. And I loved running. I loved it. I'm not good at it, but I love it. Like, I'm slow, but man, it's a party. Yeah. And so I started running these road races, and then I went back to my cardiologist, and they were like, you've ruined your heart. You've got to have surgery because you've messed up your valve. And so I had 2 surgeries to fix not only the damage I had done by running, but also just the birth defect originally. And it was great. I got my heart fixed, and then I went right back out and hit the street again with running some road races. And I think here's what was the cool thing is open heart surgery. It's scary. It's a big deal. You know, I was in the hospital for about a week both times. We decided that this was the beginning of something good. This was the beginning of something. It was going to be very hard. It was going to be very challenging, but it was the beginning of something good, and we're going to find joy in it. So, man, we turned that hospital room into a party, and we, like, ministered to the nurses and doctors. I wanted to bless every person who came in my room. We sat a bowl of Godiva truffles by the door with a little thank you note that's like, I don't care if you're coming in to take my blood pressure or clean the toilet. This Godiva truffle is for you. Take that. Be blessed. My dad led nurses to Christ while we were in the hospital. It was during football season, and I'm a Cowboys fan. And so it was back in the Romo days. So we had a Romo jersey hanging in the hospital room.
Nice.
I brought little Dallas Cowboy stars face stickers that I passed out to anybody who came in, and we tailgated in the room. We just turned it into a party that was winsome and inviting. And when you can find joy in those dark spaces, the world pays attention. The world is watching in a space where if you have access to joy at a time when you should, quote unquote, should be despairing or feeling self-pity or feeling entitlement, when you can find joy in those spaces, not only are you enlivened, but man, it's so winsome to a dark, hurting world.
So good. By the way, I'm a Cowboys fan too, and finding joy with this team has been very difficult the last long time, I'll just say. But yeah, I like that party idea. I think it's wonderful. And what a great story that your dad, I mean, I'm sure you too, but like your dad is witnessing and leading people to Christ while you're in there. Just a beautiful story. And a great reminder for all of us too, to, hey, when we go through the bad times, the tough times, and you say this, you know, he's where the joy is. You say that at the end of every podcast and it's and at the end of every God shot. And it's a good reminder, Tara Lee, just to remember that our, you know, if our joy is found in our comfort, there ain't going to be a lot of joy in, oftentimes in this world. But if it's found in Christ, that's where he comforts us and he's just there for us. So it's really cool. Love your story. I do want to ask you, because I know our time is limited, about scripture memorization. I was very curious about this because I've heard, and I remember when I became a Christian 23 years ago, just learning my first Bible verse felt like a big win for me, because I knew sports like it's nobody's business. Until still today, I'll ramble off stats from the 70s and 80s, and people will be like, how do you know so much? And it's because that's what I cared about when I was 13 years old and studied it and into my teen years, into my 20s. So you become a Christian, I'm like, yes, I memorized a Bible verse. But I'm wondering for you, and for many others too, it's so difficult. Even talking to athletes, like they can tell you stories or even sometimes scripture, but they couldn't tell you where it is because maybe they haven't fully memorized it or whatever. What tips have you seen about scripture and memorizing Bible verses that can encourage our listeners to grow closer to the Lord?
Oh man, that's a great question. I'll tell you, confession is I am not great at remembering the address. Like the verse, I have so much stored. And then if you ask me, where is that? I'm like, let me Google that. You know, like type in the few words of the verse. For me, the thing that has worked is I memorize sections of scripture and I memorize a verse at a time and I write a little song in my head. Like, I don't know. Does everybody do that? Can everybody like write like a little, like if you're washing the dishes, do you like write a little song about washing the dishes? Anybody else out there do that? I don't know. But I write a song and that's how I remember it. And so if you don't write songs in your head, I'm sure you can go online and find scripture memory songs as good resources. That is one of my favorite tools. And so Jason, I could sing to you the book of James right now. I could sing it for you because that's how I memorized it. And memorizing collectively in larger sections, I don't let myself just learn the new verse. I have to say everything I know up to that point. So it's this collective memorization means I'm going to retain the old stuff while I add to it. Those are some of my favorite tips. What do you do? What's your tip?
I mean, I have a, I write scripture on post-it notes and I will put it in different places. It's not over, you know, there's not too many. I mean, there's one to my left here, which is Psalm 90. Teach us to number our days that we may gain a heart of wisdom, Psalm 90:12. Sometimes I'm writing it as a reminder more than memorizing, but I think that has helped me. So like Psalm, I think I pray that Psalm every morning and might not even remember that it's exactly Psalm 90:12, but I have the scripture in my heart and in my mind to where I think that can encourage me, you know, create in me a clean heart and renew a right spirit in me. I think I pray that every day too. I think that's Psalm 51. Somebody else can correct me on that. Sounds good, right?
So I think it is, yeah.
That's what's helped me. I think you're right. Like, I think I have a lot of scripture that I've been able to just read over and over. I mean, I kind of equate it to, you know, the sports stats stuff that I learned when I was a kid. Why do I know that Daryl Strawberry in 1988 hit 39 homers? Why do I know that? Because I studied his baseball card the entire season after that told me his stats for that year. And so if I'm doing that, I'm going to retain it even to this day, now that I'm 50 years old. So I feel like that's a great way for scripture. Almost study it like a baseball card in some ways, where you just read it over and over and maybe focus on one scripture. Tell me what you think of this, Tara Lee. Focus on one scripture like a week or a month. I've seen people do that just to get it in them and then they have it.
Yeah, I think that's great. And like, I think also the person listening, you know, are you a visual learner? Are you an auditory learner? Like, how do you learn and retain things? Because if you are an auditory learner, then maybe like record yourself reading it and play it over and over again so you hear it over and over again. If you are visual, then write it somewhere and do it like Jason does it. And a friend of mine told me a tip that she uses. She said a Ziploc bag will stick to your shower wall. And like just when the wall's wet. And so she takes the gallon size Ziploc bags, she prints out the passage of scripture or writes it out and sticks it to the wall in her shower so that the whole time in the shower, she's reciting that scripture, reading it and saying it over and over again out loud. Huh. And so you're not only seeing it with your eyes, you're speaking it with your mouth and you're hearing it with your ears. So you're doing all of this over and over again. And that repetition, it's going to land. Something's going to land.
That's so good. Well, I have a couple of sticky notes on my bathroom mirror. So like when I go in there and I'm brushing my teeth, there'll be two scriptures usually that I'm looking at. And so something's kind of, but I haven't heard the shower thing, but that's kind of a great idea too. I'll have to try the Ziploc bag thing. Why not? Right?
Yeah.
I love that. Well, let me ask you this as my last question here, because I just appreciate your time and so much fun to talk to you. Not only is there a Bible recap for adults, but you're working on, and I think there's something that just released earlier this year, the Bible recap for kids, right?
We have that. We do. We have the Bible recap kids devotional.
Yes.
It's pretty cool. It's got like different things each day. It follows the same reading plan as the adults, but there are these different activities. And it really is, we're finding kids were doing the adult version with the adults already. Like they were listening to some people, instead of reading the Bible, because they're auditory learners, they play the Bible on the Bible app. You can play it for free.
Yeah.
And so they'll press play on the Bible app's reading, and then they'll press play on the podcast. And by the time their kid is 5 or 6 years old, they've read the whole Bible with their parents, with their ears, and they have, you know, listened to all of the Bible recap. And the parents were like, it would be great if there were something that were more in their own language that they can do while I'm listening to the podcast. And so we created this. And man, it's just, kids are loving it. We heard a story of a 9-year-old girl who gave her life to Christ 3 days in. And so just praise God, like
right? What?
blown away.
Love that. Well, even if it was just that girl, that 9-year-old girl, it's totally worth it, but we know it's going to reach so many more people. And then the Bible recap for kids, not just the devotional, is coming out later this year. Is that right?
Yeah, we're doing, so this one is for kids who are like ages 6 and up. We say kids who are learning to read. And the other one is going to be more for kids who are reading to learn. So a little bit older age and more just, it's just the text, just the words, not activities and things like that. So
I love that. Well, the BibleRecap.com/start is the website. TaraLeeCobble.com/books has all your resources there. So many cool things to check out. And just, this is awesome, Tara Lee. Great to talk to you. Great to reconnect. And so glad that you were able to come on our show. Thank you.
Likewise. Thanks for having me, Jason. Great to see you too.
And many thanks to Tara Lee Cobble for being our guest today on Sports Spectrum. She's great, right? Like such an encouragement to me. I mean, that Bible recap really helped me grow in my walk with the Lord in 2023, and our church is doing it again in 2024, which is super cool. And Tara Lee Cobble's got a great story herself. I mean, think about wanting to maybe read the Bible with 300 people, and now there's over 300 million people who have downloaded her podcast. That's insanity. Right? But her podcast is listened to every single day because there's people out there hungry to understand scripture better. Now, we can all read the Bible. I told you I read the Bible to, I think it was 2018 or 2019, in an entire year. And you know what happened? Didn't really remember what I read. I just did it. It was great. I'm glad I finished it. But having some comprehension and understanding to what I read, that's what the Bible recap is. So go get the Bible recap. You can watch it on YouTube. You can listen to it on podcast. You can get the book form and just read it through. But I highly recommend you check it out. And now that she's got this Bible recap devotional for kids and the Bible recap for kids later this year, man, it's going to be great. You got all your bases covered as we want to grow in learning about Jesus and learning about the Lord in Scripture and reading the Bible. Thanks to Tara Lee Cobble. She was wonderful and really appreciate her joining us here today on Sports Spectrum. We thank you as well for tuning in. We always appreciate the fact that you clicked play and you're watching or listening to this show. It means a ton. It really does. And of course, the best way that you can be an ambassador for Sports Spectrum is just to tell other people about it. I mean, that's how Bible Recap became so big with Tara Lee Cobble. People started telling other people who started telling other people. I mean, we had half of our church going through the Bible Recap because we told them about it. And so how cool would it be if half of your church not only went through the Bible recap, but maybe they listened to this podcast if they're big sports fans and hear about how there's athletes and coaches in the world of sports who love Jesus and want to live their life honoring God. Like, that's what it's all about. And so thank you. We really mean it. We just love you guys, and we're so grateful that you tuned in. Make sure you click that subscribe or that follow button on whatever you're watching or listening to this podcast on, whether it's Spotify or YouTube or Apple or wherever it might be, Amazon, iHeartMedia, whatever it is. We just appreciate you guys tuning in and checking out the Sports Spectrum podcast. I hope you have a great rest of your day, and we'll see you guys next time right here on the show.